Okay, hello, my name is Jackie Dyer. I'm a lived expert by experience and I'm also the Equalities Mental Health Advisor for NHS England. And I'm here today, I did a presentation about crisis and dual discrimination. When actually we don't mean dual discrimination, we mean multiple discriminations and multiple disadvantage that are faced by certain communities, especially African and Black Caribbean communities, which lead to their overrepresentation in detained mental health services. The challenge here is about dealing more effectively with that complexity, knowing that many of those challenges arise from those communities' exclusion from social buffers such as employment or education or appropriate access to children's support services and the whole sort of realm of a society's activities where these communities are further excluded, in particular as well housing and accommodation. So if we don't address the fact that there's discriminations in these settings that lead to additional stress burdens and biological weathering of these communities that then build up all these high levels of risk that lead to people ending up in detained mental health services, then actually we won't be dealing with this the problem or the challenge that we have in improving mental health services and making sure that all communities have better access to earlier intervention and prevention so that they don't end up in the system in that way. But it means that we have to take a systemic, a whole system approach where all stakeholders are really involved in making this situation better.